and good evening. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM, also streaming at stanlagbroadcasting.com. Live broadcast of high school boys basketball action. We're going to get ready for that in about around 7:30 right now. The junior varsity game, Brown City hosting the Sandusky Wolves JV team. That's our game of the night tonight. High school boys basketball, the Greater Thumb East League title on the line for Sandusky here at Brown City. Brown City already has a share of the Greater Thumb East League titles, so no matter what, they're going to get a piece of this, but they would love to win this outright tonight on their home court against the very pesky, tough, scrappy Sandusky Wolves team here tonight. We'll have a pregame show coming up. I'm Eddie Fury, broadcasting live solo bolo here for tonight in Brown City. Big shout out to Mr. and Mrs. Cindy and Tony Burton for hosting us here tonight for this live broadcast. A lot of games going on tonight. Last night, the winter storm came rolling through the state of Michigan and across the Thumb area. A lot of games got postponed till tonight, so there's a lot of high school girls district games. You can go to our website, stanlagbroadcasting.com. Go to the sports section. I actually posted some scores and the whole lineup of our coverage area teams in the Blue Water Area Conference, North Central Thumb Leagues, also the Greater Thumb Conference East and West. So you'll hear those final scores posted later tonight on that website or go to the MHSAA.com. But our link shows all the coverage area teams that we cover right there or tune in on the Morning Fury Radio Show also on WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM and WTGV 97.7 FM. Things are going to heat up here very soon, folks, as we get ready for pregame show. High school boys basketball. Their final week of the regular season is here. A lot of games going on tonight. We'll go through that list also and talk about what these teams did in their first meeting in Sandusky back on January 25th, where Brown City got the upper hand and got the win. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. The winner here for the JV game, Sandusky Wolves JV team, 43-14 over Brown City. We'll be right back for the pregame show here on 92.5. WBGB High School Boys Basketball. It's Brown City hosting Sandusky.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the Thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Michigan. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the MHSAA and the Michigan Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates. All right, the Queen is just a rocking right now here tonight at Brown City High School as they host Sandusky Wolves, a Greater Thumb East League title game on the line for Sandusky themselves. Brown City has a share Big game here tonight on this final day of the month of February 2023 as we march into the playoffs in the final end of the regular season for high school boys basketball. The Brown City Green Devils right now, just one lone loss, 19-1 overall, 11-0 in league play. They have a share. No more league games after this also. Same deal for Sandusky. This is their final chance, their final crack in trying to get a piece of this league title. They are 10-1. Their only loss in league play, is to Brown City, 13-6 overall. Both teams have really faced the competition throughout the regular season. Also in third place, Ubley, far behind, 7-4. In real, no threats for this Greater Thumb East League title. Taking a look at what Sandusky has done so far. They started off the season with a loss to Carroll. Bounced back with a win over KPEC in early December, 49-33. Three straight losses to Emily City, Bannex, and Reese. Those Greater Thumb Conference losses, and even Emily City. Close, 2-point loss to Emily City. 9-point loss to Bannex. 6-point loss to Reese, within three shots there with those losses. But then he went on the tear. 1, 2, 3, 4 straight wins over Deckerville, Vassar, USA that we were at to start off our regular season coverage, and against Humber Beach. The key league win there for them to start off league play, a 36-30 win for the Sandusky Wolves team. Fell back with a loss to Yale. That's competition, though, you're playing. Yale in a big game tonight against North Branch. But then bounce back to two straight league losses. Very key for Sandusky to get the win over Ubley and Marlette in the same week with a 47-33 win over Ubley and then Marlette 39-35. And then they came down to showdown against Brown City. They were leading in that game. We'll talk about that game when we come back as we go through this record for Sandusky. 37-42 loss for Sandusky, but they were played really tough against this Brown City team. After that loss to Brown City on January 25th, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 straight wins. Up to this point for Sandusky. And make that 7 wins as they beat Memphis. The second league win over Harbor Beats, 48-46, a close win, but they got the win. Then over KPEC, Ubley in middle February, 50-19. Tough game against Marlette at Marlette, but they got that win, 49-38, and the win over Memphis, 55-30. Now, this game was actually postponed from last week. We had a winter storm also on Wednesday. So this game is a postponed makeup game, and they had to make this one up. Sandusky also had the win over Ubley and KPEC, 53-33, and the win over KPEC, 59-31. So here we are tonight for this makeup game. After this, for Brown City also, they will take on PEC for the rest of the league games, and that will wrap it up for Brown City. Sandusky has a couple more games left against Lakers and Unionville Seaboyne also is what they have on their schedule. That's what Sandusky has so far. And the last couple games they've had also, we'll take a look at what they did there. They scored off of Marlette in that last game. Had little trouble getting past its rival, defeating the Red Raiders 49-38, the common opponents for these teams. Some key players here. You really can't really key on one key player here. Cal Gibord, Jackson Cortanis led the way in the win. Gibord had 13 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals with that win over Marlette. Cortanis, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, had 11 points, 5 rebounds, and a team-high 4 assists. Braden Bender, 9 points in that game. Caleb Bindard and Kelton Bukowski both scored 6 points. Barry Lester, 5 rebounds, 4 steals on defense. So can't really focus on one particular player, so they shared the ball well. Of course, for Brown City, their key player is Gady Muxlow. We'll talk about that when we come back here. That's a little bit of info there on the Sandusky Wolves thus far throughout the season. There's a couple of games we had talked about also. And if you want to hear more on Sandusky, you can tune in to the Sportsline radio show that we've posted on our sports game replays on our website, on the Sportsline section, or on the sports section also a replay of Sportsline from Monday night last night. We actually did the show, yes. All right, when we come back, some info on this Brown City team as they take on Sandusky. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5.
At Marlette Regional Hospital, we've come a long way, so you don't have to.
If you or a loved one are facing a life-limiting illness, United Hospice Service of Marlette Regional Hospital can help. We take great pride in caring for our patients and their families, and it shows. Our hospice program is one of only five in Michigan awarded a five-star rating by our patients' families and caregivers. We are a team of professionally trained healthcare providers and specially trained volunteers focused on putting our patients first, serving as your advocate to ensure that your physical, emotional, and spiritual needs are met. We provide 24/7 medical coverage, all medications relating to your terminal illness, and any equipment that is needed. Care can be provided in your home setting, a skilled nursing facility, assisted living, or in our six-bed inpatient hospice residence in Marlette. For more information, please contact us today at 1-800-635-7490. United Hospice Service, five-star care right here in the Thumb.
Marlette Regional Hospital is an affiliate of United Healthcare Partners, Stronger Together. Visit us at MarletteRegionalHospital.org.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
And I just ran into Steve Kohler not too long ago, so he is here watching this big game tonight also. The Brown City Green Devils, well, they started off with a win when they first started the season back on December 6th, had a loss. Their lone loss was to Lakers, 61-64. I'm sure they would like to have that one back, and maybe they'll meet down the road in the playoffs also. Right after that, 18 straight wins for the Brown City Green Devils from December 13th all the way to this point. Over Kingston, North Branch in competition there. Over Dryden, Burton Atherton, Carroll with a win for them. League play against Hubbard Meats, 52-41. Over Memphis, over Marlette, over Ubley, 61-52. And the win over Sandusky. Those are the two little bit of the roadblocks there when you're trying to get this Greater Thumb East League title. That was on January 25th, in the last meeting between these two teams of Sandusky and Brown City. Then the wins over KPEC, Hubbard Beach again, 59-35, commandedly. The win over and Memphis on February 3rd. Lakeville, 48-34. And Marlette, 61-24 on February 10th. Big win over also Almont for the competition for Brown City with a 60-50 win. And then the win over Ubley and KPAC, their last game they played, 59-31 on Friday night last week. Now, this game is a makeup game, so this is the makeup game. What's left for Brown City? They will play PAC to end the regular season and get ready for the playoffs on March 8th next week also. 19-1 overall for this Brown City Green Devil team. Gaden Mutzel, of course, the catalyst, the leading scorer of this team, and probably one of the top scorers overall in the top five by far. Last Monday night, the Green Devils talk about that big win over Almont, 60-50. Competition there, they trailed by 10 points after the first quarter. In fact, there's many games that Brown City has trailed in the first or second quarters, and then they find a way to come together there late in the second or into the third quarter and take back the lead. Green Devils outscored Almont in the third, 19-14, but still trailed into the fourth, 41-40. They finished the game on a huge 20-9 scoring run in the fourth to steal the win. Gaden Mutzel, another impressive night, game-high 40 points against what's traditionally a pretty good Almont defensive team, even though they're having a little bit of a down year. 20-22 shooting from the free throw line. He is huge on the free throws by far. He had 15 points in the third quarter to spark this Brown City team also. In the last meeting between these two teams also, let's talk about that. It was a come-from-behind win for Brown City over Sandusky back on January 25th. Green Devils had a slow start, trailing 17-7 at the first quarter. That's due to Jackson Cartanis doing a heck of a job defensively on Gaden Mutzel. In the third, though, in the second half, Brown City outscores Sandusky 9-5, included a trio of made free throws by Gaden Mutzel. Again, on the free throw line, the cherry stripe, you give him the free throws, he'll take that candy. Green Devils are still behind, 31-27 entering the fourth, but a three-pointer by Lawson Cooper for the Brown City Green Devils gave Brown City its first lead of the game, 32-31. Sandusky was able to respond with a three-pointer of their own to take back the lead, 34-32. About 3 minutes left in that game, Gaden Mutzel again tying the game with a layup, got fouled, make the three-point play and free throw also. And Kelton Bukowski's buzzer-beating three-pointer at the end of the first quarter also. But Mutzel, almost 30 seconds later, more free throws, 24 seconds left. 1-1 to put the game away, 41-34. Kalen Hagee also had 6 points for the Green Devils in that game. We're about a minute and a half away for the start of the festivities here, folks, for tip-off. Big game here for Sandusky. Brown City already has a share. They want the outright title. Sandusky would like a piece of it also. We'll find out what happens tonight, so tune in. Let your friends know. We'll be right back here. 92.5 WVGV. If we have time, we'll go through the list of the games also. There's girls' districts going on. I know Brown City girls won tonight over Mayville in their first-round district game also. A lot of the games were delayed to today due to the winter storm yesterday, Monday. Some games were able to get in also. A lot of boys' games going on tonight along with the girls' districts. Those officials are busy tonight. We'll be right back. We're starting lineups and tip-off here on WBGB 92.5. Brown City boys hosting Sandusky.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. You love Thumb Cellular.
From Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, here's General Manager Sam Barnett.
Let's face it, folks, times are changing. The Buick brand has announced our primary focus going forward is 100% electric vehicles. At this time, we are not committed completely to this concept. Therefore, starting March 1st, Graf Chevrolet Buick will no longer be offering Buick brand. We will simply be known as Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky. The research tells us the infrastructure in our area is not ready. And with few EVs registered, also with very little growth projected, we feel it's not quite take the time to jump into the EV segment. We've also listened to you, our loyal customers. Your comments and opinions on EVs is another reason why we have made this decision. For all current Buick owners, no need to be concerned. We will continue to service your vehicles from oil changes to any recall issues. Our techs will take care of your vehicle right here at Graff. That being said, we plan to offer electric vehicles in the future, but we do not believe that the internal combustion engines are a thing of the past. Stop in and take this opportunity here in February to get a fantastic deal on a Buick. We currently have 6 in stock with a few more on the way. I'm looking forward to this new chapter at Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, proudly serving this great community for all of your automotive needs for over 33 years.
Hi, this is Nina Burnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie Health System, reminding you that it's time to put a spotlight on your heart health. The American Heart Association has shared that heart disease remains the number one cause of death in the U.S. With heart health in mind, during the month of February, McKenzie is offering to the first 70 women a discounted $10 rate for resting EKGs, plus free glucose and cholesterol screenings. Appointments can be made by calling 810-648-6110, and the blood test does require fasting. Cardiology services at McKenzie include cardiac testing, cardiology specialty clinics, cardiac rehabilitation, and an acute heart attack ready ER. Remember, ladies, call 810-648-6110 during February to take advantage of these free and low-cost screenings, which are made possible in part by the McKenzie Health and Wellness Fund.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County.
All right, welcome back. Get ready here for your tip-off here. Center circle. There is no circle, actually. There's a BC lettering. The middle of the court, Brown City wins the jump ball. Gaten Muxo with the jump ball. Challenger number 5, who's on the floor here. Caleb Binder, Kyle Gibord. Number 3 for Sandusky. Number 0, Barry Lester, to start it off. Also as your starters, Brandon Bender. Number 23 in Jackson Cartanis. Number 32 for Sandusky. Your starters, Gaten Muxlow right now on the floor. With a pass over to the left corner, number 32. That is Cameron Hagee. Along with number 22, your other starter, Clint Ford. Number 11, Ethan Worrell. And number 3, Brandon Kohler on the floor here, along with Gaten Muxlow and the rest of the team for your starters for Brown City. Green Devils, Brown City with possession. Still looking for a shot. Brandon Kohler, a pass over to the right corner, driving down the baseline to the left corner for a shot for 3, and it goes in with a lucky tip-in. Brandon Kohler, the senior, 3-0. Kind of looking at the Sandusky crowd here where we're located on the top of the bleachers, a 3-0 lead, 7 minutes to go here in the first. Sandusky ball moving from left to right on your way to your dial or your webcast stream at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Number 5, Caleb Miner. A pass over to the right corner, the number 23, Braden Bender. Back over to Jackson Cartanis. To the left corner now, the number 3, Gibord. And a little bit of a hook shot in the middle of the paint after the pass from Gibord. The number 23, Braden Bender. It's 3-2. Sandusky gets on the board at the 6:25 mark. Brown City ball now. Driving to the basket, right lane, goes for a shot. Soft layup for Gaten Muxlow. He misses it. Jackson Cartanis gets the rebound. He'll drive to the basket, leans his shoulder in. And I think the foul will be on Brown City here. The first foul will be on number Levin for Brown City. Ethan Worrell. From the baseline to take it out, right side of the glass, 3-2, Brown City leading. Sandusky ball inbounds, and right there at the rightful block, waiting for it, Jackson Cortanis, and Sandusky takes the lead, 4-3, with the inbounds pass. 6 minutes to go here in the first. Sandusky leads 4-3, Brown City ball now. Number four, Lawson Cooper on the floor here for Brown City, taking the jump shot from the left elbow. No good, number 22, but Brown City gets the offensive rebound, knocked out of bounds. That was number 22, Clint Ford, going for that jumper. They'll keep possession. He'll throw it in from the baseline, left side of the glass. 4-3, Sandusky leading by one. Over to Gaten Muxlow. After the handoff, he'll go in with a layup for two, and he missed that one. His second missed shot as he went down the right lane. Sandusky stayed pat. Fast break play here attempted by Sandusky. They'll hold up. Number three, the lead in for the easy two. Nobody guarding him. Kyle Giebord. And it's 6-3. Sandusky with a three-point lead. 5:19 to go here. Brown City ball. Trying to find their footing here. Whistle was called. Battling for position at the right low block. A foul called on Sandusky. Brown City ball will take it out from the baseline. Left side of the glass again. Clint Ford to throw it in. Number 22 for Brown City. Green Devils. 6-3. Sandusky leads to the top of the point. The high post bounce pass back to Clint Ford for number 11, Ethan Worrell. Over to number 4, left wing, Lawson Cooper. Bounce pass to Gaten Muxlow at the left low block. Bounce pass up top for the three-point shot. And it swishes in by number 11, Ethan Worrell, to tie it up. 6-6. We have our first tie. 4:50 to go here. Sandusky ball now. 6-6. Up for a jump shot for two in the middle of the paint. Kind of off balance by number 0, Barry Lester. No good. Rebound, Brown City. Gaten Muxlow down the right lane. Lays it up for two. Doesn't get it, but getting back to missed shot and rebound. Put back for number 32, Kalen Hagee. And Brown City takes back the lead. 8-6. 4.5 to go here. Sandusky ball. Jackson Cortanis. Double team, goes for a shot, gets his own rebound. Another rebound by Katanis, but third shot attempt was no good. Brown City comes down with it after the triple team on him. Clint Ford, a bounce pass over to Gaten Muxlow. Back to Ford to the high post for three, right wing. He smashes that one also, number 11. Ethan Worrell with another three. Extends the lead now for Brown City, 11-6. 3:50 to go here. 11-6. Brown City now with their largest lead of the game. By five, two-possession lead. Sandusky, number 23, Braden Bender. Giebord over to Bender again, right low block. His shot is blocked by Gaten Muxlow. Slapped away by Bender and getting the shot and the pass over to number 0, Barry Lester. He'll goes for the shot. Hits the tip of the underneath the rim. No good. And Muxlow will come down with a rebound with 3:25 to go. It's 11-6. Brown City with the lead. Cross-court pass over to Clint Ford to the high post to the paint. Dishes it out to number 11. Moore with another three. Misses that one from the right corner. And Sandusky, Jackson Cortanis, saves the ball from going out of bounds. Throws it into a player, hoping it would go out. But it goes into the arms of number 3, Kyle Giebord. It'll be Sandusky ball. Cortanis at the top of the point. Around the perimeter to the left corner of the Giebord. Giebord now down the baseline left. It goes to the left block, and a whistle will be called. It'll be the second foul on Brown City with 2:52 to go, 11-6. It's Brown City leading. Sandusky ball, a couple substitutions here. Two substitutions for Brown City, number 40, Thomas Geiger, and number 3, Brandon Kohler coming back in. Clint Ford still on the floor, along with Gaten Muxlow also. Trying to get the hit in, and a time violation turnover by Sandusky. They turned the ball over from the baseline to get the inbounds pass. Time ticked away, turnover, and will be Brown City ball. No pressure here for Sandusky Wolves. Green Devils with the dribble. Clint Ford at the right wing. Pass over to number four, Lawson Cooper. Cooper underneath to Clifford. And a shot for three, number three. He sinks it in for the left corner. Brandon Kohler. 14-6 now. 8-point lead with 2:32 to go here. 3-point shot attempted by number 24, Sandusky's no good, Kelton Bukowski. Rebound, Gaden Muxlow for Brown City. Kohler asking for it again at the left corner. Hands it off to Gaden Muxlow. Left lane. He makes his first points of the game. 16-6. Muxlow makes his shot. 2:15 to go here. It's 16-6. A 10-point lead now for Brown City in the first. 2 minutes to go here in the first period. Gibor goes in the middle of the paint. He'll throw it up for a floater. No good. Had two defenders in front of him. Last touch by number five, Caleb Miter. It goes out of bounds. It'll be Brown City ball. Substitution coming in for Sandusky will be number 10. Andrew Bowlesby coming in for number five, Caleb Miter. 1:57 to go here in the first, 16-6. Brown City with a 10-point lead. Clint Ford with possession for Brown City. He'll go drive down to the right lane. He'll go for a shot and he draws the foul at the right low block. Robert Hatton, the head coach here for Brown City in his second season. Brandon Gibord in his first year, although he's assisted many years in varsity and also coach JV. The first free throw is taken here for either team. It's Brown City. First one is good for Clint Ford. That's 17-6. 1:45 to go with that free throw. Second free throw attempt here for Clint Ford, number 22, and he gets his second one. 18-6, Brown City with the lead after those free throws. 1:40 to go here in the first. Number 24 with the ball, right wing posting up. Number 10, Andrew Bowlesby for two. Ending the drought for Sandusky, it's 18-8. 1:32 to go. Andrew Bowlesby with a two from the right side. Brown City ball. Kiger will hand it off to Gaden Muxlow. Kiger, the other big guy, or tall. Whistle's called as Gaden Muxlow goes to the middle of the paint for a shot possibly, and he draws the foul. Brown City will take it out from the baseline. Gaden Muxlow will take a breather. Coming in for him is number... Actually, he'll stay in. Number four will go out now. So Muxlow will stay out. Number 32 comes in. Kalen Hagee into Muxlow as that ball goes near the timeline. He caught it just before it got across the timeline. Number one on defense, Brendan Long in the game here against Gaden Muxlow. Muxlow towers over him by about maybe 4 inches possibly. Oh, now he's standing tall there. Brown City with the ball, about a minute left here. Kalen Hagee will pass it off over to the right side. The Kohler pitching over to Gaden Muxlow at the left low block. He'll hold up. He'll try to post up. He'll be double team, and he'll do the hook shot. Hits the rim no good. Slapping the rebound away, and he'll be Brown City still. Brandon Kohler with it, number three. The high post to Clint Ford. He'll dribble to the right lane and pass it off to Gaden Muxlow. But a block by Andrew Bowlesby, rejecting Muxlow. Trying to post up as Geiger. He'll hold up again. He'll throw it up. Finds an open Kohler over to Clint Ford with 25 seconds to go. As Brown City leads by 10, 18-8. Geiger wide open for the short jumper for two. Gaden Muxlow gets the rebound. He'll go up for a shot, and he'll draw the foul, and he'll go for the free throw line. We'll be right back.
If you need money to start or expand your business, see us at Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
Long shot for three at the buzzer. No good for Sandusky. And that's where we'll end the first period. 20-8. The last free throws by Brown City were good by Muxlow, and it's 20-8 at the end of the first quarter as we'll get ready for the second also. Cutting off that Exchange State Bank commercial also. But at the end of the first, a big 12-point lead for Brown City. Kind of a rare moment for them in the Greater Thumb East, I guess you could say, with the lead. 20-8 is your score. Brown City with the lead at the end of the first. We'll be right back.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. You love Thumb Cellular.
Opening up the second period here. 20-8, three-point shot by Sandusky. And they get one, number five, with a three-point shot from the left wing. Sandusky's Caleb Miner to make it 20-11 as we open up the second quarter, or second period. 20-11 now. Sandusky scoring on the open possession. 7:35 to go in the second period. Clip forward with it at the left. Pass off the gate to Muxa, left wing again. To the left corner, number 32, Kalen Hagee. Back to Clint Ford at the top of the point. He'll go to the paint. Runs through. Got caught with maybe extra step, and he makes a shot for two. And everybody here was astounded by that one. 22-11, 7:15 to go. The three-set Michael Jordan. 7-0-6 to go here in the first half. Sandusky with possession. Bounce pass to Jackson Cortana. Stopping a point to the right side, number 24. And is Kelton Bukowski over to Cortanis in the right corner. Being challenged by Clint Ford. He's trying to post up to the right low block. Back to Miner at the right corner. Back to Cortanis at the low block again on the right side. Pushing in. Trying to get it, but slapping away is Clint Ford. Loose ball. Who has it? Whistle was called. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by Brown City. And it will be Sandusky ball. Number 11 coming back in here. For Brown City, Ethan Worrell. From the baseline, number 23 to throw it in, Braden Bender. Inbounds pass to number 5, Caleb Miner to the left corner. Braden Bender, whistle is called. It'll be a foul. And he'll take it up from the baseline also. Four fouls right now for Sandusky. And there'll be three now on Brown City. That one on Clint Ford is first. From the baseline, inbounds pass for Sandusky ball. 6.5 to go here. Cortanis will attack the basket. Goes up for a shot. Asking for a foul. Doesn't get the call. Gaden Muxo going a little bit too far ahead of himself as the ball hit the foot. And officials are going to gather and say whose possession it is. I think he went off the foot of Gaden Muxlow, but they're going to... Well, the officials are conferring on this.
White ball.
All right, they're going to say Brown City ball. I thought the ball might have kicked off. So somehow in midair, and they will reverse the call. Gaden Muxlow will argue with his challenge. One official now switches it over. After they all conferred. So a timeout called. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5, 22-11. Brown City with the lead.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agra Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agra Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agravalleyservices.com.
Sandusky ball. Now after they reverse the call, trying to post up Cortanis, throws it up for a shot. He'll draw the foul. That'll be the fourth foul on Brown City. It's 22-11, 6:14 to go here. He'll go for his free throws on the free throw line. Jackson Cortanis, we'll be right back.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late-game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org.
Both free throws missed by Jackson Cortanis for Sandusky. It'll be Brown City ball getting the rebound after the second missed free throw. Clint Ford with it. Pitches it out to the right corner to number four. For Brown City, Lawson Cooper to Clint Ford to the left side now. Over to Gato Muxlow. Muxlow will go with a fadeaway shot. Long shot for two from the left corner. No good. Rebound picked up by number 23, Braden Bender. For Sandusky, he'll go down the right lane. Finds a layup attempt. No good. And away, a foul as the ball went out. Looked like Sandusky commits the foul away from the ball. It'll be number five, I guess a frustration foul there for Caleb Minard. He'll sit down, and then is number zero, Barry Lester for Sandusky. 22-11, Brown City leading Sandusky with 5:35 to go. Five fouls for Brown City. That's the second foul for number five, Caleb Minard. They have four as a team. Ethan Warrell at the right wing. Over to number four, Lawson Cooper. To number 32, left side, left corner, Callen Hagee. Back with Hagee at the left wing. Bounce pass to Gady Muxlow, and a slap on the hand there by number three, Kyle Gibord, and a foul on Sandusky. Makes their sixth foul now as a team. Big shout out to the Thumb Tugger Sports Bowling Team. I'm not be able to be there tonight. I think I'm missing my first bowling match. And a long shot for three, missed by Gady Muxlow. Rebound picked up by Bender for Sandusky. He'll go for three, left wing. No good. Fighting for the rebound. Number zero, Barry Lester for Sandusky offensively. Under five to go. It's 22-11. Back to Cortanis from the pass, and he lays it in for two for the right Lobach. A pass from the right wing for number 23, Braden Bender. Sandusky scoring 22-13. Brown City ball. Gated Mucks look quickly. Bounce pass over to Callen Hagee, to number 22, Clint Ford at the right wing. Pass over to number four, Lawson Cooper. He'll hold up at the pass over to Clint Ford for a three. Hits the back rim. Rebound picked up offensively by Muxlow. He is double teamed. He'll go for a shot. Left block. Asking and looking at the officials. Hey, was I fouled? Spin move. Slapped away with a block. Rejected. To the right side of the glass, Muxlow rejecting number three. Kyle Gibor went for the shot, kind of smiles and laughs. It all says, yep, good block. But it'll still be Sandusky ball on their side of the court. Inbounds pass for Sandusky. Jackson Cortanis will go to the right elbow for two. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Fighting for the rebound is Brown City. They get it. Ethan Moore will hold up. Over to Clint Ford, but stealing from behind, Braden Bender, and another steal from behind from Brown City, but that one goes out of bounds and still Sandusky ball. 3:52 to go here, and here goes the masterful mullet of hair here for number one, Brendan Long coming in for Jackson Cortanis, getting the breather for Sandusky. 22-13, 9-point lead here for Brown City. in the second with 3:52 to go here. Inbounds pass to number 23, Braden Bender. To the left wing, Kelton Bukowski. Bounce pass to Bukowski, slapped away and almost taken away by Brown City. But Saban Bukowski, he'll go for two in the middle of the paint. Loose ball, whistle is called. Finding for the rebound on Sandusky, and it'll be their seventh foul. They'll go for the 1-1. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Both free throws. Goodbye, Clint Ford for Brown City. They haven't missed a free throw. They've made six so far. 24-13 with the lead. And saving it from going out of bounds. Braden Bender almost lost it with a look away. And he actually brought the ball back in and it hit the side of the face of Clint Ford. Ford's face and knocks the ball out of bounds. It'll be Sandusky ball. Kyle Keyboard coming back in for Bukowski. Right sideline on their side of the court. Sandusky ball to throw it in with 3:22 to go. 24-13 is the lead for Brown City. Inbounds pass for Sandusky. Number 23, Braden Bender at the top of the point. Moves over to the right wing, over to the right corner to Barry Lester. Lester back over to Kyle Gieboard for three. Right wing, hits the back of the rim, no good. Slapping it away was number one for the attempt. Brendan Long, but Caden Muxon will come away with it. Defensive lead for the rebound for Brown City. 24-13 now to 3 minutes left. He'll go for three from the top of the point. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Jackson Cartanis back in the game, and he'll pull down the rebound for Sandusky. He'll get it back from Gieboard to the high post. Back to Gieboard at the free throw line. Pass over to Braden Bender. He'll go for three left wing, no good. Muxel in the middle of the paint to get the rebound defensively for Brown City. 24-13, Muxel over to Clint Ford. He'll go for three from the left corner, and he swishes that one. 27-13, Clint Ford, timeout call by Sandusky. 27-13, 14-point lead with 2:29 to go in the first half.
From Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, here's General Manager Sam Barnett.
Let's face it, folks, times are changing. The Buick brand has announced their primary focus going forward is 100% electric vehicles. At this time, we are not committed completely to this concept. Therefore, starting March 1st, Graf Chevrolet Buick will no longer be offering Buick brand. We will simply be known as Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky. The research tells us the infrastructure in our area is not ready. And with few EVs registered, also with very little growth projected, we feel it's not quite the time to jump into the EV segment. We've also listened to you, our loyal customers. Your comments and opinions on EVs is another reason why we have made this decision. For all current Buick owners, no need to be concerned. We will continue to service your vehicles from oil changes to any recall issues. Our techs will take care of your vehicle right here at Graf. That being said, we plan to offer electric vehicles in the future, but we do not believe that the internal combustion engines are a thing of the past. Stop in and take this opportunity here in February to get a fantastic deal on a Buick. We currently have six in stock with a few more on the way. I'm looking forward to this new chapter at Graf Chevrolet of Sandusky, proudly serving this great community for all of your automotive needs for over 33 years.
After the timeout call, inbounds pass and off the knee, a number 23 Braden Bender slides off his knee, rolling out of bounds, and they lose the ball underneath their own basket. It'll be Brown City ball, and Brown City will turn over the ball themselves after Sandusky calling the timeout. Four fouls on Brown City, seven fouls on Sandusky. So the next foul every time, you know, 1-1 for Brown City on the free throw line, who have not missed a free throw yet. Sandusky ball, however, right now, with under 2 minutes to go. They're down by 14, 27-13, Brown City leading Sandusky. Around the perimeter they go. Cartanis over to Bender. Back over to number zero, Barry Lester at the top of the point. He'll move over to left side. Tried to get it into Cartanis and slapped away with the steal. Brown City, Gaden Muxel will move it again. He'll go up to the basket for two between two, three defenders. 29-13 is your score. Brown City with the lead. Picked up, loose ball. Sandusky turning the ball over on their side of the court. Brown City will take it up. He'll go for two. Missed shot by Muxlow underneath. It hits the backboard. And a turnover by Sandusky after a fast break play. On the right corner, the pass from keyboard over to Braden Bender. They'll turn it over, and coming in is number 11 to replace him. It's Carson Champeau. Back in is Bukowski. Also Kelton Bukowski. Number 10, Andrew Bowlesby in the game for Sandusky. And number 1, Brendan Long defending Gaden Muxlow. It'll be Brown City ball. Clint Ford over to Muxlow at the left wing. Picks it by Ford. He'll give it back to Ford. Almost loses it. Picks it up the left low block. Down the left lane. Back to the left corner to Clint Ford. Pass over to right corner. The Brandon Long, or Brandon Kohler, that is. Over to Muxlow. He is triple teamed. Whistle was called to be a jump ball. Gaden Muxlow in the middle paint was surrounded by Sandusky Wolves. A jump ball in favor for Brown City underneath their own basket with 44 seconds to go before the end of the half. It's 29-13. Brown City leading. Hey, Scott Bowlesby here tonight. Checking this game out. Shot for two after the inbounds pass from Ford. And a pass from the left corner to Gaden Muxlow in front of the basket. Makes it for two, and he'll try to go for the three-point play after being fouled. 31-13. Eight fouls now on Sandusky. 41 seconds to go here. On the free throw line, Gaden Muxlow tried to convert the three-point play, and he does. 32-13. 40 seconds to go here. In the first half, Sandusky ball. They've turned it over about three, four straight times so far. Kyle Gaybord over to number 11. Carson Champeau back to Gaybord with 25 seconds to go here. It's 32-13, Brown City leading. Gaybord trying to move into the left lane. He'll hold up and pass it off to Bukowski. The number 11, Champeau, down to 14 seconds. Champeau for three, right wing, hits the back of the rim, no good. Getting the rebound offensively, Brendan Long to Champeau again. 6 seconds, 5 seconds to go here, 4 seconds. Over to Kyle Gieber for three. Last second shot. Hits the back of the glass way off the mark. And that's where we end the first half. It's 32-13 at the end of the first half. Brown City leading Sandusky 32-13 here in high school boys basketball. We'll be right back. It's halftime.
Auto Owners Insurance and a Liebler agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, in Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County
Equipment. Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Can you go anywhere and find an endeavor in society where we've come to accept and tolerate an adult, and even kids, treating another adult the way we allow spectators, coaches, and players to treat a high school game official? Can you? No one has the right to abuse game officials. So before you blurt something out about that next close call, consider this. Without the officials, nobody wins. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association, promoting the value and values of educational athletics.
McKenzie Health System is pleased to share that board-certified otolaryngologist Dr. Keith Sharp and audiologist Dr. Angela Lasecki have joined McKenzie ENT to provide ear, nose, and throat care along with audiology services at the Sandusky Clinic. Dr. Sharp will also perform surgical procedures at McKenzie's hospital campus, such as tonsillectomies, adenoid removal, septoplasty, ear tubes, and sinus surgery. Dr. Sharp received his doctorate of medicine from Mount Sinai Medical School in New York and obtained his Master of Science in Physiology at the University of Connecticut. Longtime Sanilac County resident Dr. Lasecki earned her Bachelor of Science degree in psychology with a minor in communication disorders from Central Michigan University, followed by her Doctor of Audiology degree from Wayne State University. Clinic appointments with Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki can be made by calling 810-648-6115. Visit mckenziehealth.org to learn more about Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki, as well as the other surgical and specialty services offered by McKenzie Health System.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky kicks off the new year by featuring a cheeseburger special. Come in now and get two cheeseburgers for just $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. And of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. And any time is a great time for a DQ cake. Order yours today at the DQ Grill and Chill. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11. The DQ Grill and Chill on M46 in Sandusky.
We are at the half. It is Brown City with the lead, 32-13. They started off with the lead, 3-0, and then led 3-2. But Sandusky took the lead at the 6-minute mark, 4-3. Held the lead by three, also 6-3, and did a tie after a 3-point shot by Ethan Worrell for Brown City at the 4:55 mark in the first. Tied it up, and then Brown City takes the lead 8-6 at the 4:30 mark, and they've led since then. Got it to a 10-point lead at the 2:15 mark, where Muxel made his first 2 points at the end of the first quarter, 20-8, Brown City leading. Held the lead all the way through. A lot of turnovers here by the Sandusky Wolves team also, four straight at 1 point. Big 3-point shot by Clint Ford at the 2:29 mark, making it 27-13. And right now, 32-13. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 free throws made by Brown City. Haven't missed one. 100% shooting on the charity stripe. 0 for 2 for Sandusky in the first half of free throw shooting. We'll be back with more stats in the first half here. WBGB 92.5. Brown City looking to win this Greater Thumb East League title outright from Sandusky. And their final league game for both these teams here tonight as they get ready for playoffs next week also. Maybe one more game left this week also. We'll be right back here on WBGB 92.5. A great staff of sports writers. On Monday night, we had Mike Gallagher from the Sandlick County News. He is here covering this game. Scott Mosby for the Tuscola County Advertiser, who joined us Monday night, last night, for Sportsline Radio, also is here tonight. He's making his trip back from the Croswell Girls Districts, where Carroll Girls have won and moving on to the next round in the playoffs. A lot of games here on Tuesday night for girls basketball. I know Brown City girls have made it to the next round also themselves. All right, we'll be right back. 3:40 to go here before the start. It's 32-13, Brown City leading Sandusky.
This is Tanya Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need.
from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store. So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. You love Thumb Cellular.
You need money to start or expand your business, CSET Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank, with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Services is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
Welcome back. Your first half scoring, Gaden Muxel leading scoring-wise. He has 10 points in the first half for Brown City. 9 points for Clint Ford. He had 1 3-pointer. He's made all 4 of his free throws. 3 free throws for Gaden Muxel. Also 100% free throw shooting. 6 points for Brandon Kohler for Brown City. We also have 6 points, both 3-pointers, for Ethan Worrell for Brown City. They scored 20 in the first half, 12 points in the second period also. For Sandusky, right now, that's all kind of spread out. 3 points for Caleb Minard, 2 points for Kyle Gabord, 2 points also for Bowlesby, also 2 points for Braden Bender, 2 points for Jackson Cortanis. Hit that 4 points. Shot good here for Sandusky to get the first scoring here. 4 points also for Jackson Cortanis. There we go. 8 points scored in the first period. 5 points for Sandusky in the second. So not much scoring right now, but they just scored one there to start off the first scoring of the third quarter. It's 32-15. Brown City with the lead. 7.5 to go here. And the third period, trying to post up is Gaden Muxel. Swings it over to Clint Ford for 3, looking for another one. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound pulled down by Sandusky. 32-15, 7:10 to go here in the third. Jackson Cortanis, the high post over to Cal Gabord. He'll hold up. Over to Braden Bender. In the third, 7 minutes to go, 32-15. Brown City with the lead. Bender again with the dribble at the top of the point. Swing it over to Kyle Keyboard, back to Jackson Cortanis around the perimeter. Just a good man-to-man defense here by Ground City. Pass over to Jackson Cortanis, posting up the left block. He'll go against Muxlow. Muxlow thought he had the whole ball and block. Looking surprised, it'll be a whistle called. Only official scratching his head on that call, so does not agree, but he'll let that one pass, I guess. So Jackson Cortanis will go to the free throw line for first free throws, and finally Sandusky makes its first free throw. Making it 32-16 now. Second free throw, good for Cortanis. Back-to-back free throws for Sandusky. 32-17 now. Brown City with the lead, however. Still have not scored any points in the third. Bounce pass to Clint Ford. Pick set there by Ethan Morrow. Pass back to number 32 to end the game here. And it's Kalen Hagee. Over to number 3, Brandon Kohler. And a shot for 3, no good by Hagee. Rebound save at the high post, however, by Clint Ford for Brown City. 6 minutes to go there. Cross-court pass to Brandon Kohler. Jump shot with a floater. He gets that one just below the left elbow for 2. First point scored for Brown City here in the second half. It's 34-17, the 17-point lead. 5:50 to go here. For Sandusky, moving from right to left in your radio dial to the right corner. Number 23, Braden Bender, makes the dribble over to the right to the point now. And back over to the right corner to Jackson Cortanis. And the number 5, Caleb Minard. Cross-court pass from Kyle Gibord to Barry Lester. The Braden Bender again, now to the right corner. Defense by Muxlow on Bender. Just around the perimeter looking for a shot, trying to post up. It's Braden Bender. He'll do the hook shot, and he gets it for the right low block. Clifford was on defense on him. It's 34-19. Brown City with the lead with 5 minutes to go here. Gaden Muxlow with it. Down the left lane. In the middle of the paint. Goes up for 2. Slapped away. And he wanted a foul, and that one goes out of bounds. He last touched it. And it'll be a turnover. It'll be Sandusky ball. When the assistant coaches say, hey, just play through. Don't worry about the calls. Focus. 34-19, 4:55 to go. Sandusky ball after the turnover by Muxlow and Brown City. Brown City leads 34-19, 4:45 to go here. Sandusky loses the ball, another turnover and a bad pass. Out of reach of number 0, Barry Lester, for the pass for number 10, Andrew Bowlesby, to the right corner. And it will be Brown City ball. From the far side, no pressure here by Sandusky. Muxlow with it. Back over to Clint Ford at the left low block. Cross-court pass to the right corner. Dangerous pass there, but Brandon Kohler somehow leaps up and grabs it. Over to Galen Muxlow, and Galen Muxlow makes the shot. He does a head fake on the left side, throws it up for 2, and draws a foul. It's 36-19. He'll go to the line for the first free throws of the second half for Brown City. 4:23 to go. First free throw is, well, the three-point play, that is good. 100% shooting. 8 free throws for Brown City, 37-19. Down to 4:15 to go in the third. Almost turned it over again with Sandusky, and they do turn it over. Trying to save him going out of bounds was Bender into the arms of number 11, Ethan Worrell, for Brown City ball now. Brandon Kohler over to Clint Ford around the perimeter. Cross-court pass to Ethan Royal at the right wing. To the high post to Clint Ford from the left wing. Down the right lane. Pass over to Brandon Kohler for an open look for 3. Hits the rim, no good. Rebound grab by number 32, Kalen Hagee, to save it for Brown City. Muxlow down the baseline. Pitches it out to Ethan Royal for a 3 from the right wing. Good! 40-19. Brown City with a lead. Ethan Royal with his third 3 of the game. 3:25 to go here in the third. We have a foul called on Brown City. Football, This is substitutions here, a couple of them, three of them. Jackson Curtin is coming back in. Kyle Gibor back in. Kelton Bukowski on the floor along with Braden Bender. And number one, Brendan Long. Inbounds pass for Sandusky. Turnover by Sandusky again. Now we're counting at least 10 turnovers. On the inbounds passes are just passing. 40-19. Brown City with the lead by 21. 3:05 to go. Gaten Muxlow from the pass from Brandon Kohler, but stolen away by Brendan Long. 2-on-1 right now. Braden Bender goes for two, and he switches that one for two for Sandusky on the fast break. 40-21. 2:53 to go here in the third. Brown City ball. Brandon Kohler getting a pick set there for Clint Ford was doing it. They'll hand it off to Ethan Worrell. Back to Worrell for a long shot for two. Right corner. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound. Fighting for it is number 32. And he gets called for the foul, apparently. Away from the ball. Number four will come in for Brown City. That's Lawson Cooper. 2:37 to go here. 40-21. Brandon Kohler will take a seat. And Sandusky ball. A little bit of pressure here. Crosses the timeline. Gibor over to Braden Bender. 40-21, 2:25 to go here. This Greater Thumb East League title game for Sandusky. Brown City has a piece of it already. They want it outright. On their own home court. Catching Kurtanis. Pitches into Braden Bender. Knocked out of bounds by number four for Brown City. Lawson Cooper at the right low block. Sandusky ball from the baseline, right side of the glass. Braden Bender throws it in to Bukowski for three from the right wing. He swishes that one. 40-24. Bukowski with the three. 2 minutes to go here in the third. Trying to lay it up. Guarding his way from the left wing into the left side of the glass. No good. Fast break play attempt here, and Sandusky will turn it over and be Brown City ball. Foul from behind on the attempt. On Clint Ford was Braden Bender, I believe. And that'll be a second foul. Also the second foul for Sandusky. Throwing it in from the left sideline, far side of the court. Muxlow inbounds to Clint Ford for Brown City. 40-24, they lead with 1:45 to go. Pass over to Muxlow to the left wing. From Clint Ford, pick set by Ford for Muxlow. Pack to the left elbow for two. Clint Ford swishes that one. 42-24. The assist for Muxlow to Clint Ford from the left elbow. 1:26 to go here in the third. 42-24, Brown City leads. Brendan Long trying to post up. He'll swing it over to Bukowski, the left corner. Bukowski now over to Kurtanis. Back over to Cal Gibor, and they're trying to slow it down and reset with 1:05 to go here in the third. Gibor attacking high against the glass for a layup attempt down the right lane. No good. Brown City comes away with a rebound. That's Ethan Worrell picking it up. We have a timeout called. 56.6 seconds to go, 42-24 in the third. Brown City leads.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punched through the wall or a remote control chucked through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late-game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org.
All right, Brown City timeout. 56 seconds to go here in the third period. Brown City leading Sandusky boys 42-24. This final day, 9th of February 2023, on this February 28th. Inbounds pass, far side of the floor. Muxlow on the left sideline, right in front of the Brown City bench. Down to 50 seconds to go here in the third. Muxlow, pass over to Clint Ford to the left corner to Ethan Worrell. Whirl at the left wing pass over to number 40 in the game, Thomas Geiger. Back to Muxlow. Geiger trying to pick set. Bounce pass back to Geiger from Muxlow. He'll throw it in from the right low block for Glass. Muxlow and Geiger playing that one. Good play there by Muxlow, 44 to 24, and says, do that every time. 25 seconds to go here. Brown City with a 20-point lead, 44-24 in the third. Jackson Curtanis, turnaround jumper, does not drop, but he'll draw the foul and go to the line.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
Fourth foul, Brown City. One out of two free throws by Jackson Curtanis for Sandusky. Three-point shot for Brown City with 2 seconds to go. Back, put back a shot attempt by David Muxlow. No good. And that's where we end the third, 44-25. As Jackson Curtanis missed the first one, the second one good. Brown City trying to go for that last shot. At the end of the third, 44-25. Brown City leading on our final frame coming up. We'll be right back here, WBGB 92.5 and streaming at StreamLikeBroadcasting.com.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer. They offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County
Equipment. All right, it's our final period. Brown City with a lead, 44-25. They'll come out with possession here, leading 44-25 as we start the fourth period. Over to the left elbow to number 32, Kalen Hagee. Back to Clint Ford at the right wing. Pitch it in the gate in Muxlow. Foul called on Sandusky, Kyle Giebord. And Brandon Giebord, the head coach for Sandusky, arguing that call. Pretty heated on that one. Inbounds pass for Brown City. From the baseline over to Muxlow. And back over to Ethan Morrow. Over to the right to Clint Ford. Gaten Muxlow to the right low block with the ball and he'll be fouled. And that will be the fourth foul in Sandusky. That will be on number zero, Barry Lester with 7:35 to go here. 44-25. Brown City leading. They'll have possession on their side of the court, left to right. Muxlow with it. Trying to punch it out was Kyle Giebord. Almost hit in the chin there of Muxlow. He'll grab the ball and save it. Over to Clint Ford from Ethan Worrell to the top of the point. Ethan Worrell back with it. Back to Ford. Right side. Pitching it in at the right elbow. The number 32 was Kalen Hagee. He'll throw it to Ethan Worrell at the left wing. Sandusky playing really close defense with the arms up. Over to Clint Ford. Number 5, Caleb Minard on him. Bukowski on him. Playing a little zone defense now. 2-3, looks like here for Sandusky on Brown City. 6:40 to go here, 44-25. Brown City leading. Clint Ford will hold up. Over to number four to the free throw line to Ethan Worrell at the right wing. After the pass from Lawson Cooper, back to Cooper. Lawson Cooper over to Clint Ford, number 22 for Brown City. Pass over to left side, bounce pass to Gaten Muxel, trying to push up. Bounce pass on the other side, looking for number 32, Kalen Hagee. Comes off his foot, and that bounce pass attempt, and Sandusky will come away with this, I guess, the loose ball, and no half possession. 6:10 to go here. Sandusky ball now. Caleb Minard with it. Taken out as he took his eyes off the ball and off the defender. Lawson Cooper with the steal. Finding for the possession. A loose ball again between Cooper and Caleb Minard. And Sandusky gets the ball back with a steal. Number 11 in the game here for Sandusky. Carson Champeau, three-point shot. Good. After the pass to the left corner to Caleb Minard. It's 44-28. Timeout called. 5:46 to go in the game.
Hi, this is Nina Barnett, Public Relations and Foundation Coordinator at McKenzie Health System, reminding you that it's time to put a spotlight on your heart health. The American Heart Association has shared that heart disease remains the number one cause of death in the U.S. With heart health in mind, during the month of February, McKenzie is offering to the first 70 women a discounted $10 rate for resting EKGs, plus free glucose and cholesterol screenings. Appointments can be made by calling 810-648-6110, and the blood test does require fasting. Cardiology services at McKenzie include cardiac testing, cardiology specialty clinics, cardiac rehabilitation, and an acute heart attack ready ER. Remember, ladies, call 810-648-6110 during February to take advantage of these free and low-cost screenings, which are made possible in part by the McKenzie Health and Wellness Fund.
Full court pressure applied by Sandusky. They made the first points of this period, 44-28 with a three-point shot, 44-28. 5:33 to go here in the final frame. Shot for two left side, missed by Kalen Hagee. But Brown City, Gaten Muxel steals it right back from Sandusky. It'll be a foul on Sandusky, on Muxlow. That'll be the fifth foul. 44-28 is your score. And Muxlow will go to the free throw line. No, they'll take it out. No? Yeah, they'll take it on the right sideline. So it's five fouls for Sandusky. The officials discussing a lot of the calls and... All right, Brown City ball anyways. Right sideline, inbounds pass. Stealing it away. Number 23, Braden Bender lays it up for two, and it rolls in with a steal on the inbounds pass for Sandusky. 44-30. Brown City feeling the full-court pressure by Sandusky. They're down by 14 with 5:10 to go here in the game. Trying to turn it up a notch here to get back into it. Muxlow slips. Trying to roll that ankle a little bit, but I think he appears to be okay. And Brown City ball, they'll lose the ball after a loose pass, bad pass, from Ethan Worrell to Clint Ford. And Sandusky gets the ball back. Kyle Giebord over to Jackson Cortanis. Caleb Minard left corner. He'll lay it up for two. He draws the foul, and he makes the shot. And he falls right back on the floor and makes it for two. It's all Sandusky in this period, 44-32, going for the three-point play. At the 4:39 mark, a full court pressure and a close defense here for Sandusky has scored 7 points. 3-point play, no good. Rebound, Brown City. Gaten Muxel with it. Whistle called. Foul on Cal Giebord. Kind of bumped his body close into him. And five fouls. Well, maybe it was knocked out of bounds. Yep, it was the third foul on Cal Giebord. Six fouls now in Sandusky. One more, and we'll have a foul on number five, Caleb Minard, going for the 1-1. We'll be right back.
Smile and say cheeseburger. And for an extra big smile, say DQ Grill and Chill Cheeseburger. The DQ Grill and Chill in Sandusky kicks off the new year by featuring a cheeseburger special. Come in now and get two cheeseburgers for just $5 or two double cheeseburgers for $7. And of course, you can add soft drink and dessert for a complete meal. And any time is a great time for a DQ cake. Order yours today at the DQ Grill and Chill. Open early for breakfast, staying open till 10 Sunday through Thursday, Friday and Saturday till 11. The DQ Grill and Chill at M46 in Sandusky.
Free throw no good on the 1-1 by Clint Ford. Rebound Sandusky. Braden Bender over to number 11 for a three-point shot. Hits the rim no good. Loose ball picked up. Rebound by Clint Ford after the miss by number 11, Carson Champeau. 44-32, 4:20 to go in the game. Seven fouls on Sandusky, five for Brown City. Double team of Muxel at the left wing. He'll get it over to Clint Ford. Almost loses the ball. And over to Brandon Kohler from Ford. A timeout call and a long one. We'll be right back. It's 44-32. Brown City leading Sandusky. 4:10 to go here in the game. Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
Coming out of the timeout, Brown City called it. 4:10 to go in the game. 44-32, a 12-point lead here for Brown City. They'll have possession, inbounds pass on the right sideline. Muxlow to Clint Ford. Brandon Kohler with it from Ford at the left side of the floor, deep in three-point range. Bounce pass to Clint Ford in the left corner. Backward to Muxlow, slapped away. But taken right back by Brown City, almost with a steal attempt. And right there in front of the basket for two with the first 2 points. Muxlow underneath the basket. Throws it into a wide open number 32, Kalen Hagee for two. 46-32. The Sandusky ball will be a foul underneath. It'll be the sixth foul. But that's just a shooting foul. So going to the line, Braden Bender for the free throw line for Sandusky. It's 46-32. It's the first 2 points and the first score here for Brown City on the last shot. 3:45 to go here in the game. First free throw up, good. 46-33, 13-point lead here for Brown City. Braden Bender getting ready for his second free throw. Second free throw up, good. 46-34. 3:45 to go here. Full court pressure again applied by Sandusky. Muxel getting the ball from Clint Ford after the inbounds pass. Muxel swings it over to a wide open Brandon Kohler for three. Left corner, hits the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by Braden Bender with 3.5 to go in the game. 46-34 down the left lane. Underneath the basket, misses that one. We'll have a jump ball in favor of Sandusky underneath their own basket. 46-34, 3:25 to go. Jackson Kirkanis coming in, along with number 24, Kelton Bukowski, and for number 5. No, he'll stay in. Caleb Miner will stay in, and number 1 will come out, Brendan Long. Braden Bender on the baseline to throw it in the right side of the glass for Sandusky underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass to Jackson Kirkanis at the right wing. He thought it was fouled over to the right corner. Caleb Miner for a long three. Swishes it from the right corner. 46-37, Miner with the three, stolen away by Kyle Keyboard. He'll go for two. Can't get the shot. Sandusky steps on the baseline, apparently, and underneath after the steal. So a turnover by Sandusky. Couldn't make the shot. Kyle Keyboard was right there, a little bit off the mark. It's 46-37, however, that three-point shot by Caleb Miner. With 3:10 to go here in the game. 46-37. Brown City leading, only scoring 2 points so far in this quarter alone. 12 for Sandusky. Long quarterback pass to Clint Ford, racing away for two. Gaden Muxlow with a speedy Clint Ford for the 2 point long court pass after the full court pressure. 48-37. Fast break play attempt here. Good by Braden Bender. Timeout called in 48-39. Last shot. Good by Sandusky. We'll be right back.
All across the Thumb and Blue Water area, there's one propane supplier that's ready to serve you. It's Kohler Propane, with locations in Brown City, Memphis, and Bad Axe. Kohler Propane, where they strive to keep your fuel bill down and provide you with the best possible service. They guarantee their propane prices for one full year. There's free tank inspection and free safety inspection, plus keep full and budget plans are available. If you are not a current Kohler customer, now's the time to make the switch and call Kohler's. Whether it's propane for your home's heating system or for your farm or business, they're ready to serve you. Remember, Kohler's covers the entire Thumb and Blue Water area. For information, call toll-free 800-572-2191. That's 800-572-2191. Or visit getkohlers.com. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.
All right. Timeout called by Sandusky. 48-39. Brown City with the lead by 9 points. Repossession lead with 2:52 to go here in the game. Inbounds pass for Brown City. They had a long quarterback pass for two from Muxlow to Clint Ford. Inbounds pass, full court pressure into Clint Ford. He'll race his way down to across the timeline. Double teamed. Foul was called. That'll be the eighth foul. And Coach Brandon Gibord doesn't like that call. Talking to the official right there, asking. And going for the 1-1. Gaden Muxlow on the free throw line. First free throw is good. 100% free throw shooting now. 9 free throws made by Brown City. It's 49-39, back to a 10-point lead, a 2:45 to go here. Second free throw, good. 50-39, 11-point lead for Brown City. Sandusky ball, swings it over to Kyle Gibord at the left wing for Sandusky with possession. Tipped away by Gaden Muxlow, who has the ball, and it'll be Muxlow with the steal. And he'll have possession for Brown City. 50-39. 2:24 to go here in the game. 11-point lead for Brown City, looking to become the Greater Thumb East outright champions. Sandusky trying to come back and try to get a share of this. Stored away by Braden Bender again. He'll go to the basket for two. Draws the foul. Doesn't make the shot, but he'll go to the line for two. Braden Bender, number 23 on the line. Made his last two, I believe. First free throw, hits the rim, no good. Second free throw attempt for Braden Bender. Good. 50-40. 10-point lead. 2:07 to go here. Timeout called by Brown City. We'll be right back.
This is Tony Rubin, sales executive at Thumb Cellular. If you're thinking of switching mobile phone carriers, consider Thumb Cellular. Now is the time to get the tailored service you need from the local company you can trust. Unlike the other carriers, we like to build lasting relationships with our customers. I will work with your busy schedule to meet and discuss how we can best serve you. As the only local cellular carrier with the best coverage in the Thumb and nationwide, I can introduce you to what we call the Thumb Cellular Difference. Get the device you want, the plan you need, and the exceptional customer service you deserve without ever having to step foot in the store.
So if you're ready for a better cellular experience, call me, Tanya Rubin, at 989-553-5282. Remember, at Thumb Cellular, we've got you covered. You love Thumb Cellular.
Coming out of the timeout, Brown City calling it. 50-40 is your score. Brown City with a 10-point lead. Full court pressure again applied by Sandusky Wolves. Lined up like a football play there. Inbounds pass by Muxlow, and the time clock was not ready, apparently. So they have to redo that. Take it up from the left sideline. So the clock was not set, so there's a discussion right now. Wanting to redo this, apparently, but 2:05 on the clock here after the time on the timeout had not run out on the full timeout there. So the officials are discussing that. And they'll put the time 2:05. Coach Hatton asking, okay, where we're going to be able to take it out. Left sideline now in front of the Brown City bench. Okay, here we go. Clock is set. Inbounds pass back court to Clint Ford from Muxlow. 2 minutes to go here. A foul called on number one, Brendan Long, Sandusky. That now will be 9 fouls on Sandusky. Jackson Cartanis, Kelton Bukowski, number 24 for Sandusky, about to come in. And they will be coming in for Brendan Long and number 0, Barry Lester. On the free throw line, Clint Ford for Brown City with 2:02 to go here in the game. 50-40. Brown City with the lead. From the free throw line, that one, the first free throw miss by Brown City. And rebound, Sandusky. Cal Gieber down the right lane. Goes up for 2. No good. And a foul on Brown City. 1:57 to go. They'll go to the line for 2 shots now. That's 8 fouls on Brown City. The third foul on number 11, Ethan Worrell. He thought he had his feet planted in position set. First free throw by Kyle Gieboard is good. 50-41, a 9-point lead here for Sandusky. Down by 9. Second free throw attempt here for Cal Gieboard. That one will be good. 50-42 now. Brown City with an 8-point lead. 1:55 to go. Full court pressure applied. Foul by Cal Gieboard. His father, Coach Brandon Gieboard, just wanted all ball maybe on that one. All right, Gade Muxlow is the guy you don't want to send to the free throw line. And he'll go for 2 now. Is now 10 fouls on Sandusky. 1:51 to go. First free throw good. I'll tell you, when you put Gade Muxlow on the free throw line, he's money on the line there. 51-42. 1:51 to go. Second free throw good. 52-42, 10-point lead here. Katie Munsell making both free throws. 1:45 to go in the game. Braden Bender loses the ball off the dribble, off his shoe. Braden Bender will turn it over for Sandusky, and it'll be Brown City ball. Inbounds pass for Brown City in the Munsell from Clint Ford from number 4. Lawson Cooper feeling the full court pressure over to Gade Muxlow again. He'll get across the timeline with 1:33 to go to the high post over to left corner. Keep away, but stolen away almost by Sandusky, but they'll take it right back. Tipped out of bounds by Caleb Minard, reaching it in defensively on Brown City, but be Brown City ball. They throw it in from their baseline underneath their own basket, right side of the glass. Inbounds pass. Clint Ford trying to get it in, and he does just in time. The Muxlow, the left side of the floor. double team on Moxlow. He'll get the pass over to Clint Ford with 1:15 to go here. 52-42, 10-point lead from Brown City, and they still have possession. Clint Ford over to Moxlow. Moxlow will be fouled after being double teamed near the left sideline of the court. 1:04 to go, and he'll go back to the free throw line again. Made his last two. Is at least a 95-98% free throw shooter. Maybe 100%. We'll see. First free throw up. Good. 53-42, that is. 1:04 to go in the game. Second free throw attempt. That one is good by Moxlow. Back-to-back free throws again. Four straight free throws by Moxlow. 54-42. 12-point lead for Brown City. Sandusky up for a shot. No good and rejected. Braden Bender. Moxlow with the block. Brown City comes up with a rebound and a foul on Sandusky. Will make 11-plus now. 54-42 with 52 seconds to go in the game. And on the free throw line is number four, Lawson Cooper for Brown City. Fourth foul, number 23, Braden Bender, the junior for Sandusky. First free throw up, no good. They've only missed two free throws.
Oh, you got this one, kiddo.
14 of 16, second free throw miss. First free throws, two straight missed by Brown City. Lawson Cooper ending that drought there. Sandusky ball, Jackson Cartanis down the left lane, up for two, no good. Muxley will come up with it with 40 seconds. 12-point lead, 54-42. Kyle Gieborg defensively on Muxley. Down to 28 seconds, and they are not going to foul. Sandusky will relent and give Brown City this victory with the final score, 54-42, your final score, your outright Greater Thumb East League champions, the Brown City Green Devils. Sandusky's showing some class and just holding off and relenting. Sandusky fault here in the fourth. Braden Bender congratulating Brown City also from Sandusky. And Brown City celebrates outright Greater Thumb East League champions, winning 54-42. A post-game show on the way, folks. You're listening to WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. We'll be right back with your post-game reports and stat report, we hope. Coming up, final score, Brown City 54, Sandusky 42. High school boys basketball, Brown City Green Devils, your Greater Thumb East League champions of 2023.
If you need money to start or expand your business, see us at Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blaschel, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
At Marlette Regional Hospital, we've come a long way, so you don't have to.
If you or a loved one are facing a life-limiting illness, United Hospice Service of Marlette Regional Hospital can help. We take great pride in caring for our patients and their families, and it shows. Our hospice program is one of only five in Michigan awarded a 5-star rating by our patients, families, and caregivers. We are a team of professionally trained healthcare providers and specially trained volunteers focused on putting our patients first, serving as your advocate to ensure that your physical, emotional, and spiritual needs are met. We provide 24/7 medical coverage, all medications relating to your terminal illness, and any equipment that is needed. Care can be provided in your home setting, a skilled nursing facility, assisted living, or in our 6-bed inpatient hospice residence in Marlette. For more information, please contact us today at 1-800-635-7490. United Hospice Service, 5-star care, right here in the Thumb.
Marlette Regional Hospital is an affiliate of United Healthcare Partners, Stronger Together. Visit us at marletteregionalhospital.org.
Farmers, when spring planting time rolls around, will you be ready? You will be if you get your equipment serviced now before the rush. At Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer, they offer inspections, repairs, and maintenance on all types of equipment. Service work can be done in their shops or in many instances at your home, farm, or work site with their fleet of mobile service trucks. Pickup and delivery is also available. Most of Tri-County Equipment's 11 locations can provide you with comprehensive coverage for all of your agricultural, mowing, and residential equipment service needs. Just call your nearest Tri-County Equipment location to schedule an appointment. Find the location number on the website at tricountyequipment.net/about-us/locations. That's Tri-County Equipment, your John Deere dealer in Sandusky, Marlette, Bad Axe, Carroll, Burton, Lapeer, Fenton, Birch Run, Saginaw, Reese, and Auburn Hills. Visit them online on the website at tricountyequipment.net. Tri-County
Equipment. Tired of your slow internet service that buffers when you're trying to stream a movie? Tired of hearing the internet is out again? Highline has started installing its new fiber to the home service in Sanilac County, and that solves these common internet problems forever. Connect every TV, phone, computer, and more to Highline's internet service, and you'll have the fastest internet connection available anywhere in the U.S. No contracts, unlimited data, and a fiber connection make Highline the best option in the Thumb for your home's internet connection. Visit HighlineFast.com today for more information.
All right, welcome back. The nets are being cut down here. Pitch is being taken by Mike Gallagher, the Sanilac County News part. He is the host of Sportsline, by the way.
Yes.
I'm the co-host. Hey, the other co-host from last night is here checking this game out, Scott Bosey from the Tuscola County Advertiser. Good game here on Brown City. They didn't score for quite some time here in that fourth period. Sandusky fought hard and came back, showing some class with the final seconds there, pulling away and congratulating the Brown City Green Devils, who had this lead pretty substantially and controlled this game before. Sandusky tried to make a run, but too little too late at one point. But free throw shooting also great. They only missed 3 total free throws. Brown City doing a heck of a job sharing that ball. Muxel always trying to get his other players involved, and you saw it a couple times here.
Yeah. No, I just messaged all you guys in the thread there that I saw 2.5 quarters of Gaden Muxel tonight, and he didn't do anything that was completely blew me away, but just everything he does in every facet of the game, assist, rebound, shooting, free throws, he just does so much for this Brown City squad. And, you know, far and away, he's one of the better players, if not the best player I've seen so far this year in the Thumb area. But, yeah, he was on tonight, but it wasn't just about him. He did distribute the ball very well. Sandusky made a battle back there in the fourth quarter, but just too much Brown City, and Gaden Muxel is a special kind of player.
Yeah, Sandusky really don't have a top star player on this team. You see a lot of bright spots, you know, with three-point shooting. And they're almost a complete team here.
They don't have a Gaden Muxlow that they're going to go to for a big, you know, a big play or a big bucket. But they do distribute the ball well. They have a lot of players that get involved. And I don't know what their class looks like as far as how old they are. But if they can, you know, bring some of these players back, they'll be all right next year. I'm not entirely too up on my Sandusky knowledge, unfortunately. But, they look good tonight. They battled, and, you know, watch out for them. I know they have a terribly hard district, but they just seem like a team that never gave up.
Braden Bender, 13 points, were your leading scorer for Sandusky. You also had Caleb Minard your second leading scorer. He had two threes, six, seven, 8 points in the second half. Add three, that makes it 11 for your leading scorers here for Sandusky. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 free throw attempts. 9 of 13 free throw shooting. So not bad.
No.
Just more chances for Brown City.
Yeah.
And that's one thing you don't want to do is send Gaden Moxwell to the free throw line because he hasn't missed one here in this game.
Yeah, he was clutch at the line. As soon as he got fouled, it was almost money every single time he went to the line.
All right, and as a team as a whole also, three free throw misses also. They had 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. So they were 17 shots, three misses, 14 of 17. And Gaden Moxwell made all his free throws.
Yeah,
so,
it's impressive.
All right, when I come back, I'll have our leading scorer for Brown City. Also, they win 54-42 over Sandusky to become the Greater Thumb East Outright League champions. I'll be right back here on WBGV.
From Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, here's General Manager Sam Barnett.
Let's face it, folks, times are changing. The Buick brand has announced our primary focus going forward is 100% electric vehicles. At this time, we are not committed completely to this concept. Therefore, starting March 1st, Graff Chevrolet Buick will no longer be offering Buick brand. We will simply be known as Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky. The research tells us the infrastructure in our area is not ready. And with few EVs registered, also with very little growth projected, we feel it's not quite the time to jump into the EV segment. We've also listened to you, our loyal customers. Your comments and opinions on EVs is another reason why we have made this decision. For all current Buick owners, no need to be concerned. We will continue to service your vehicles from oil changes to any recall issues. Our techs will take care of your vehicle right here at Graff. That being said, we plan to offer electric vehicles in the future, but we do not believe that the internal combustion engines are a thing of the past. Stop in and take this opportunity here in February to get a fantastic deal on a Buick. We currently have six in stock with a few more on the way. I'm looking forward to this new chapter at Graff Chevrolet of Sandusky, proudly serving this great community for all of your automotive needs for over 33 years.
McKenzie Health System is pleased to share that board-certified otolaryngologist Dr. Keith Sharp and audiologist Dr. Angela Lasecki have joined McKenzie ENT to provide ear, nose, and throat care along with audiology services at the Sandusky Clinic. Dr. Sharp will also perform surgical procedures at McKenzie's hospital campus, such as tonsillectomies, adenoid removal, septoplasty, ear tubes, and sinus surgery. Dr. Sharp received his doctorate of medicine from Mount Sinai Medical School in New York and obtained his Master of Science in Physiology at the University of Connecticut. Longtime Sanilac County resident Dr. Lasecki earned her Bachelor of Science degree in psychology with a minor in communication disorders from Central Michigan University, followed by her Doctor of Audiology degree from Wayne State University. Clinic appointments with Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki can be made by calling 810-648-6115. Visit mckenziehealth.org to learn more about Dr. Sharp and Dr. Lasecki, as well as the other surgical and specialty services offered by McKenzie Health System.
Auto Owners Insurance and the Liebler Agency are a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, and secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Liebler Insurance is proud to support the academic and athletic accomplishments of our area students. Depend on the Liebler Agency, serving you with five locations in Brown City, North Branch, Marlette, Yale, and Emily City. Liebler Insurance, great service, great rates.
All right, welcome back. Your leading scorer for the Brown City Green Devils, Gaden Moxwell, of 18 points. 13 points for Clint Ford, 8 points for Brandon Kohler. Ethan Worrell of 9 points, your leading scorers for the Brown City Green Devils. 18 points for Gaden Moxwell, as I said. And out of those points, he had 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 of them on free throws. From the charity stripe, he had 6 in the fourth period, 7 as a whole in the second half of free throws, with just 2 points made. in the third. He converted that three-point play also for Katie Muxel, the leading scorer for the Brown City Green Devils. 18 points for him. So they just share the ball out there. He did dish it out, try to share the ball. At the end of the first quarter, as I said, Brown City led throughout this whole game other than the tie earlier in the first, 20-8 at the end of the first, at the half, 32-13, and 44-25 at the end of the third. But they did not score for quite some time until the 3:45 near four-minute mark. 46-32, yes, you heard that right, 12 points for the Sandusky Furious comeback here. Got it close at 1 point, within 10, within 8 points also. 50-42 with about under 2 minutes left. And Brown City, though, converting some free throws, able to pull away and hold them off with a 10-point win for the Brown City Green Devils. The Greater Thumb East League champions overall. And again, your leading scorer, Gady Muxel, with 18 points, 13 points for Clint Ford, and 8 for Brandon Cola. All right, we'll be right back to get ready to close things up here. Brown City with a win over Sandusky, 54-42. And they are the Greater Thumb East League champions of the Greater Thumb East, Brown City Green Devils. We'll be right back with our final segment.
What does better internet mean to you? Is it faster speeds, an affordable price, overall reliability, or quality customer service?
There's a reason Agri Valley Surfaces is the better choice for internet, and it's because we stand behind our service. We have faster speeds than ever before, and our prices are affordable with no gimmicks or hidden fees. We pride ourselves on our reliability, and our friendly customer service team is there to help when needed.
For the past 25 years, Agri Valley Services has simply done it better. We treat our customers like neighbors because we're local. Plus, our selection of plans are designed to meet the demands of today's internet users. Whether you're a family or a business, located in town or out in the country.
So what are you waiting for? Make the switch to Agri Valley Services and get better internet. Call the sales team today at 888-282-4932 or go to agrivalleyservices.com.
All right, welcome back, and able to get an interview here with our player of the game, 18 points, Gaden Muxlow. Good job again. Got to be happy. It was a team effort. You really didn't try to involve the team once again. Probably one of the best free throw shooters out there. Where'd you learn to free shoe throws like that? From your sister?
Yeah, probably.
Mom? good win here. You got to be proud that one loss during the regular season, but focus is try to get this league title, get a good seeding for the district playoffs. You got that, took care of that business last week, able to get this game that was postponed. You got to feel happy, like you guys actually kept this lead compared to other games where you were kind of falling behind and having to fight back. This time, just took the lead and shots were dropping for you guys.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think that we came into this game, you know, with a little bit more fire than we normally do, which we should start with fire anyways. But, you know, I think we knew that it was a big game and we're playing for a lot here. So I think that we came out with a lot of energy to start the game.
How does it feel when you know one of the top leading scorers, top players here, that you're going to get double or triple teamed every time? Sometimes the old guy will try to match up with you, and they do a pretty good job on you. You get to respect that, but somehow you seem to play better when you are double or triple teamed out there.
Oh, yeah, you know, I've been playing with these guys for a long time. Most of our starting group is seniors, so, you know, I got a good four seniors and other guys around me that understand the defense, so they also try and find ways to get me open. You know, they've been hitting a lot of open shots, which has been huge, so I've just been opening up a lot of things on offense for us.
Of course, the thing you don't really lie on shooting outside shooting. You like to attack the basket, draw those fouls, and get on the line. Also, it just seems like, you know, I'm not going to go anything fancy. I'm just going to do what basketball is all about, fundamentals.
Yeah, you know, I'm just trying to do whatever I can to put the ball in the bucket to, you know, get the easiest point, whatever they give me. So, you know, I'm just looking to the easiest way to make the or get the quickest bucket.
I liked how you try to get other players involved. You're kind of directing traffic. You had a nice back-and-forth pass here to Thomas Geiger. You're kind of pointing it out, hey, I told you you're going to get that one. You're always looking for those other guys to get involved here. You really don't want to be the focus.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my goal is just to win the game, so I just find any possible way to get an open shot. So if somebody's more open than me, then I'm going to swing it one more, and hopefully they can knock it down, which they did tonight. It was huge.
Got to feel good to sweep the Greater Thumb East League, you know, meeting your opponents. You know, this is the final league game for you. How has Coach Hatton, what has he done for you as a player? How much improvement do you think you've gotten out of hand now?
Oh, you know, Coach Hatton, he was huge. You know, he came in, we had a little bit of adjustment, a coaching change there, and he came in with a lot of energy and a lot of fire, and, you know, he bought into our program instantly, and then we bought into what he was doing, and now it's all clicking. So, you know, I think that last year wasn't what we wanted, but this year I think that we really turned it around and got what we wanted.
All right, I'll let you get back to your team. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations to the Brown City Green Devil team. Thank you. All right, Gady Muxo for the Brown City Green Devils. Your leading scorer, 18 points also. Players are celebrating. Cut down the nets here at Brown City High School. They are the Greater Thumb East League champions. We'll be right back here again. Lucky to get that interview here on WBGB 92.5 FM.
Guys are passionate sports fans. In fact, they're so fanatical that our moods and emotions can be linked directly to the wins and losses of our favorite team. But if your team's loss turns into a hole punch through the wall or a remote control chuck through your 4K TV screen, you might be a little too passionate. Fortunately, there's a place to help guys deal with all their feelings like anger, stress, and sadness. At mantherapy.org, you'll find manly tools to help deal with tough life situations like divorce, depression, or a late game meltdown. So the next time you're feeling down and out, visit mantherapy.org. Therapy, the way a man does it. That's at mantherapy.org.
If you need money to start or expand your business, see us at Exchange State Bank. We've been helping businesses grow and prosper in the Thumb area for over 120 years. Hi, this is Steve Blashill, commercial lender at Exchange State Bank. We offer down-to-earth financing for area businesses, both large and small. We'll be happy to come right to your business and help arrange a loan that's tailored to your needs and budget. We're friends and neighbors focused on doing what's best for our customers and communities. Give us a call and we'll be happy to go to work for you. Exchange State Bank, with offices in Carsonville, Port Sanilac, Applegate, Sandusky, Deckerville, and Brown City. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender, and rated a 5-star superior bank by Bauer Financial.
Are you an enthusiastic sports fan? Want to have fun and get in on the action?
Heck yes, that'd be awesome.
Have great attention to detail? Want to stay active?
Definitely.
Want to give back to the student athletes in your community?
Obviously, yes.
Then you'd make an excellent high school sports official. We need more officials in Michigan, because with no high school officials, there are no high school sports. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
All right, thank you to Scott Bowlesby, a part of the post game, also to Gaden Muxlow for the interview here for the Brown City Green Devils winning over Sandusky. 54-42, your final score, and are the Greater Thumb East League champions. Thank you for our listeners, thank you to all our sponsors, and thank you to Cindy and Tony Burton for hosting us here tonight once again. We'll be back Friday night for girls basketball, the Division IV District 128 championship game at Deckerville High School. Those playoffs have started tonight and then tomorrow, and then on Friday night we'll be back for a championship game, then back into playoffs for girls basketball next week, and the districts in the game for a high school boys basketball. We could be back here in Brown City for this district. They are hosting their own district also. They would love that cater that Greater Thumb East League title with a district championship also. All right, that wraps things up here on WBGB 92.5 FM. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Eddie Fury. Thank you to the staff back at the studios, Nick Lean, Bob Armstrong also, Erica Frisbee, Michelle out there. Thank you for tuning in, and all the folks who help us out, and Mike Gallagher of the St. Louis County News, my Sportsline co-host on WMIC AM 660 95.3 FM. He is here tonight. He'll have a full report of this game. I'm sure maybe online. Some great pictures also taken of them cutting the nets down and getting the picture with the individual players with their coach also. Thank you for tuning in, folks. Here at the High School Sports, I'm Eddie Fury. Again, wrapping it up here on WBGV 92.5. A replay of this game will be posted online by tomorrow, I hope. I'll try. Thank you for tuning in to high school basketball on WBGV 92.5.
Here's your Country 92.5 forecast for the overnight. Just a few clouds with the low temperatures, about 35. For Wednesday, cloudy for the morning with some snow and a high 36 to 45. And for Thursday, partly sunny, highs of 31 to 43. I'm meteorologist John McMurray at the Country 92.5 Weather Center.
Port Sanilac Auto Care Center at the north end of Port Sanilac is your one-stop shop for everything automotive. From engine rebuilding to transmissions, brakes, and more, their fully certified master mechanics will have you back on the road in no time, no matter what your make and model is. Port Sanilac Auto Care is your deer hit and fender bender headquarters. Their pro body shop will have your vehicle repaired in no time. And if you're after a new set of wheels, Port Sanilac Auto Care Center has dozens of reliable, reconditioned vehicles in stock. Can't find what you're looking for at the dealerships? Stop by and check out Port Sanilac Auto Care's selection of used vehicles. They're a licensed used car dealer with economy and exotic cars available. And Port Sanilac Auto Care Center offers special financing for everyone, whether you need a new car or just repairs done to your existing vehicle. Stop in and let them help you today. And for all of your storage and moving needs, check out Port Sanilac U-Haul and U-Store, located right next to Port Sanilac Auto Care. They have climate-controlled storage space available, as well as secure outdoor and indoor storage space for your boat or RV. That's Port Sanilac Auto Care and Port Sanilac U-Haul and U-Store, located at the north end of Port Sanilac on M25.